Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart, Sleep Masks and Earplugs. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 14 and 15, we read, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place." I recently received an email advertisement for sleep masks and earplugs. It sounded intriguing, especially if you are working night shift. Back in my college days when we had three kids, I was working full-time from 11 o'clock in the evening until 7 o'clock in the morning. Try as she might, Joyce could not always keep the kids silent. A sleep mask and earplugs might have helped, but it was not to be. I am sure you realize that there is a strong spiritual application. The majority of people go through life with sleep masks and earplugs to block out anything that has spiritual significance. The sleep masks and earplugs may often be identified by activities, studies, infatuations, alcohol, drugs, and on the list may go. If you have ever spent any amount of time in the company of unsaved people, you will hear them mock anything that has to do with eternal values. They often make statements to indicate that they live a good life, and that should qualify them for heaven. According to Scripture, we know that is not the case. When we try to tell them, they are deaf and blind. But never give up. There may be a brief moment when they are open to hear and believe. Our job is to be ready when they're open to hear and see. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. Pastor Cecil. If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled "The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer." If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.